I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, WGBH Boston, and PRX. The events in Iraq and Iran have overshadowed another major military incident this weekend. Extremists attacked a U.S. military installation on the Kenya-Somalia border and killed three Americans. The world's Halima Gakandi is following the incident. So extremist forces attacking a U.S. military base. It sounds a lot like what happened in Iraq last week, but this is Kenya. What's going on?
So Iran does not have anything to do with this attack. The attack was by Al-Shabaab, which is an extremist group in Somalia. And the group itself, as well as the U.S. military, has acknowledged that Al-Shabaab was behind this attack. Al-Shabaab has a long history of attacking targets in the area where this Kenya Defense Force base is located. Even last January, they attacked a hotel in Nairobi, killing more than 20 people. So they have a long history of waging attacks in Kenya and Somalia. I spoke with Matt Bearden, who is with the think tank Sahan that focuses on the Horn of Africa. He says Iran is not behind it.
I think it's highly unlikely there was any link between the killing of the Iranian major general and the Shabaab attack in Kenya, primarily because an attack of the kind that Al-Shabaab carried out on Manda Bay would have required significant planning, preparation, even just moving the forces into position, would have predated the American airstrike. So I really don't think these two issues can be linked.
Late today, the U.S. Department of Defense released a statement agreeing that Iran is probably not involved in this attack. However, they did caution that Iran has been trying to increase its influence in the Horn of Africa region.
Do we know why Al-Shabaab attacked this base?
Marco, the U.S. military installation here is called Camp Simba. It's partnered with a Kenyan military base here in Manda Bay. And the U.S. has had this military presence there since about 2004. According to AFRICOM, which is the U.S.'s African Command Force for U.S. military in the region, U.S. forces provide training and counterterrorism to support Kenyan troops from this base. The U.S. also has an Air Force squadron based there. This makes Camp Simba a prime target for Al-Shabaab.
And we knew that this type of surprise attack on established military installations like forward operating bases was a routine tactic of theirs. So I think it's just the choice of Manda Bay being a joint Kenya-U.S. installation and presumably a hard target. This is the surprise.
The U.S. has dramatically increased the number of drone attacks on Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. While the drone strikes have diminished the group's ability to hold wide areas of land in certain parts of Somalia, it clearly hasn't stopped Al-Shabaab from waging these deadly attacks both in and outside of Somalia.
So, Halima, how is the U.S. countering this?
Well, that's what's interesting, Marco. The U.S. currently has more than 6,000 personnel serving on the entire continent, but the U.S. has signaled in the past 2 years that it will reduce U.S. troops on the ground despite growing terrorism in both Western Africa and the Sahel region. Even if the U.S. does decrease the number of troops, there is actually no sign that the other infrastructure is winding down. In 2019, the U.S. opened a new Air Force base in Niger. I spoke with Adam Moore, who's a professor at UCLA who researches military contracting in Africa.
Yeah. So what you kind of tend to see is the military having two different types of bases outside of Camp Limonier. They have drone facilities, and then they have these facilities that are more for special operations forces, both counterterrorism training with local partners and also then for operations.
The immediate response to the weekend strike that killed three Americans, AFRICOM, which is the U.S. African Command in the region, has sent a response force to Manda Bay to help secure that airfield.
Halima Gakandi, thanks very much.
Thank you.